Breaking.
This is breaking news.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
Duncan Holder podcast back at you real quick. Larry Holder, Jeff Duncan here on The Athletic's podcast network, and breaking news across the NFL world and has to do with what's going on throughout the world. Saints head coach Sean Payton telling ESPN's Adam Schefter that he has tested positive for the coronavirus, and it is the first known case within the NFL. And Jeff, look, we're both living here in New Orleans, and we know within the news and around the city that Louisiana, and particularly New Orleans, has been a real hotbed for the coronavirus, unfortunately. And look, Sean Payton, we don't know where he contracted it. He told Adam Schefter that he's 8 days into a sub-quarantine and that he's starting to feel better. But Jeff, and this is something I put on Twitter right after the news came out, to me and to you, I'm sure as well, if this doesn't hit home enough for you in New Orleans, where it is one of the hotbeds across the country, I really don't know what is.
No, Larry, I think this is going to be, unfortunately, the first in a wave of these similar type of announcements from high profile people. I mean, I know the NBA's already had some players come forward. I think Sean's announcement of his diagnosis is just the tip of the iceberg, and no question it's going to hit home. I think the more high-profile people that come forward the way Sean did today, I think the better to get the word out and maybe shake the public, the American public, into some type of reality, because clearly in Louisiana we have not adhered to the advice of the public health officials, not only the state, but across the nation. And that's why our numbers are so high. Louisiana, New Orleans per capita ranks right at the top of the list. And I think having someone as prominent as Sean Payton come down with the virus, thank goodness it sounds like he's doing okay. He just has a little fatigue and no fever, no cough, nothing really serious. But I think this can only help raise awareness to just how scary this virus can be, and unfortunately I think it's only gonna be worse in the days ahead.
Yeah, and I'll just read some of what Sean Payton told ESPN's Adam Schefter in the story. Quote, "This is not just about social distancing. It's shutting it down for a week to 2 weeks. If people understand the curve and understand the bump, we can easily work together as a country to reduce it. Take a minute to understand what the experts are saying. It's not complicated to do what they're asking for us. Just that type of small investment by every one of us will have dramatic effect. I was fortunate to be in the minority without the serious side effects that some have. I'm lucky younger people feel they can handle this, but they can be a carrier for someone who can't handle it. So we all need to be a part, do our part. It's important for every one of us to do our part." And he's also mentioned how Louisiana Mardi Gras season, and it's something that here in New Orleans and Louisiana, like you said, Jeff, it's become, I think people are starting to get it. I mean, we're seeing obviously photos and video of the French Quarter shut down. People aren't around. But still, I feel like that we've seen Kevin Durant come out and say this, and Sean Payton bringing out the same message. But it also just goes to show you that, this thing, it's spreading. And I think leagues are taking heed to that. And I think, obviously Sean Payton, it doesn't sound like he's given it to anyone else within his staff or in the organization. I think they did work remotely on purpose. But still, it's almost one of those, especially here locally, it's almost one of those here it slaps you in the face moments where it's not, maybe you don't know someone who has it particularly. Well, I'll guess what? Sean Payton is the first person that I know personally and that has it. And so to me, it's kind of taken me a little bit aback as well.
Yeah, and I think a lot of fans might want to know how this could affect the Saints operations, or could it affect Saints business right now during free agency? And I don't think it will have any impact at all. I mean, Sean Payton can still work remotely from home. He can make free agent calls, which is what he'd normally be doing anyway. He's just not going to be in the office with Mickey Loomis and his coaching staff. He's just going to have to work remotely. But because there are no player visits during free agency right now, he's not going to miss any meetings or any physicals or any workouts or anything like that. So I really don't think – I think he's 8 days now into his quarantine. He's kind of halfway through it. I don't think it will impact the Saints in free agency. We've seen them operate the last few days making signings. Of course, that's really Mickey Loomis's bailiwick to begin with anyway. So I don't think it will impact the Saints in any way operationally, especially as long as Sean Payton stays as healthy as he's reportedly doing right now.
Yeah, and personally, I have asked the Saints if they've done anything for precautions. And look, we're recording this 4 o'clock Central Time here in New Orleans, and they said, "Look, they're going to get back to me." And so I'm sure the organization knew about this, but still, they have not given a response to us here at The Athletic yet. So once we get it, we will report it, put it on Twitter, put it on The Athletic site, and do whatever. But again, the breaking news throughout the NFL world: Sean Payton, Saints head coach, has tested positive for the coronavirus. It seems like he's doing well, and yet, like we said, Jeff and I are both saying the same thing. I think if this doesn't hit home, I don't really know what does, especially here in New Orleans, where it's been becoming more rampant than a lot of places throughout the country. So for that, that's going to wrap up our quick edition here of the Duncan Holder podcast. So for Jeff Duncan, I'm Larry Holder. Thanks for joining us here on the Athletics Podcast Network.